So if we have been given many blessings in our life, and if we have Christ in our heart, and if we are baptized and clothed in Him, then we're also one of the every believers throughout all of time and history in every nation to share that love with others. Does that mean we always agree on everything? No. We'll never agree on everything in this world. But if we can agree on Christ, then we can agree to disagree, because there's nothing will separate us from the love of God. Imagine how this world would change if they saw us loving one another. That tattoo of Jesus' love. Will they know that we're Christians by our love? If they saw each and every one of us with a radically authentic and a sacrificial way of how we do things, I think then the secular world would have to admit that God is real, God is alive, and God is living in us. Nothing could explain a love like that. For we are transformed. I'm a sinner that was saved by grace. I am so grateful for that. Do I still have challenges and still have temptations? You know what makes Jesus so special? When the devil, when he went into the wilderness for 40 days, the devil went out there and tempted him and tempted him and tempted him. And Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And he did. But it says in the scripture, and then the devil came back. The greatest thing what Christ has done to show us that we don't have to give in to temptation. We're all tempted. I've been tempted, I don't know, maybe 1,000 times this past week about something. Not necessarily always verbally, but in my mind's eye, I was looking at some cookies and I was tempted. And I'm serious. We got the little butter cookies, which I love. And I saw there was still milk in the refrigerator. And I thought, I'm going to get those cookies and get my glass of milk. And I'm thinking, no, no. You're trying to lose weight, Ralphie. You don't need those. You don't need them. You don't need them. But I was tempted. But I did not give in to it. That's the good news. But we all have those temptations. So it is by accepting Christ into our lives, because we are a Spirit-filled church. You're going to hear me say that a lot because it's so true. We are a Spirit-filled church. We focus on God. We focus on the Bible. We focus on one another. We help one another. And it's the Spirit of God that helps us do that. It's our personal relationship with Christ, which allows us to reflect on that. So we don't have to give in to temptation. We really and truly don't. Jesus said he was going to send the helper, and the helper will help us do that. So, Father, we just know and thank you for this opportunity to come together and to encourage one another in the faith, because we have a biblical mandate to do that. This is a crying world out there that's looking for hope, looking for love in all the wrong places. As we as individuals with our own personal relationship can kind of express that love to somebody, maybe not today or maybe tomorrow or sometime, whether it's in the grocery store or somewhere else, that they will truly know that we are Christ followers. Because of our love and our grace. And when you accept Christ into your life, you don't get him in pieces. You get the love of God through the Son and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what makes a relationship with God so special, because we get all of his gifts wrapped up in one. If we just open our heart. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20 that he stands at the door of our heart, and if we will open up, he would come in. He helps us change for the good, for the better, taking off those chains of whatever's been holding us, whether it's drugs or alcohol or finances or whatever. Because without the blessed hope, as the Apostle Paul said in Romans, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the promise coming again of Christ. We have been set free. So if you never accepted Christ into your life, or it just maybe you have and you drifted away, this thing called repentance is so special that we can just say, Lord, I made a mistake and I repent, and help me get over this situation. And looking for a good church home where not only is the Bible taught and preached, but the people in this church reflect the love of God. So we thank you for that today. And give you the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.